I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP Radio.
High five.
Woo!
Bang! Yeah. Hello, my fellow GDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. here on the eastern part of the United States, which I think all of us are residing on in three different separate locations. But we come together tonight live from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex, if you will. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over, usually up to no good, at mike@90%.com. And, of course, by the usual, I'm joined by the DDP Yoga main eventer, the DDP Yoga showstopper. And for tonight's show, she is our very own pumpkin queen, Stacey Morris from stacymorris.com. Stacey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm in fall mode.
Yes. Yes, and we are really excited because Stacey's got some treats for us to share that we can enjoy the pumpkin, the apple, the spices of the season and not destroy our system. And she shared one of those on my Facebook page a couple days ago. And if that's just a sign of things to come, I'm very excited to see what she has in store for us tonight. So you're going to want to stay with us for that. And, of course, joining us with his unique brand of evil, he is the Dr. Evil to my Austin Danger powers. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Robert McLaren. How are you, my brother?
Doing good. Stacey, are you really comfortable with being the pumpkin queen? I mean, seriously?
Well, it's nothing I aspire to, and I definitely, if I was at my former side, I'd be offended at that title. But I'm okay with it now. Because I know what Mike means by it. It's about cooking and recipes, so I'm cool with it.
Okay, I think thinking before he talks is not one of his strong points.
Oh, just ask my girlfriend. Do you know how many times I've been in the doghouse this month alone?
Uh-oh.
I'm sure it's kind of. You're the only person on the block that has a doghouse with a leather couch.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes my words move faster than my mind can process, so leads to some trouble sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, that being said, to get back onto tonight's topic, it's going to be a fun show tonight. The reason why I refer to Stacey Morris as the Pumpkin Queen is because it is the fall season, and I asked Stacey to come up with some of her signature recipes that involve pumpkins and apples and spices and all those good foods, those good seasonal tastes of the fall, because this show is all about falling forward with DDP Yoga. And with the fall season, it's almost symbolic in a way in life because, you know, fall, you know, the leaves fall to the ground dead from the past year. And it makes way for new beginnings and fresh starts and growth. And I think it's a great symbolic gesture that we, as people who are trying to, you know, improve our lives, can look to and realize that it could be a new chance for new beginnings and fresh starts and taking advantage of new opportunity and letting go of the past and letting, you know, the past and our troubles from the past, you know, die.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I feel often like this is really a new year, you know, more than the traditional new year in January. I don't know if it's just the abrupt change of seasons and the harvest is coming in, and everything seems in transition this time of year. And it was always back to school time and just major changes. So it is a really good time to not only, you know, look forward, but kind of revamp your eating habits and move from the, like, the cold salads and, you know, the summery foods to stuff that's more warm and satisfying, and you kind of either bake it or you stir it over the stove in a pot, you know. So anyway, that's my take on fall.
Absolutely. And I find myself in particular, I always go into summer with the best intentions. I'm always like, I'm going to go running every day. I'm going to spend all this time outside. It's going to be great for my health and my psyche. It's going to be a great summer. And then, you know, summer rolls around and I start to get into that mode, and then it just gets hot and it gets nasty and it gets sticky. And all I want to do is be inside with my central air conditioning just blowing down on me at all times. And you get in that mode. Like, it's summer, you get really motivated, but as soon as the dog days of summer and that heat starts rolling in, there's nothing more that you want to do than just lay on the couch and just let the air roll over you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I think, you know,
this is a way of, like, springing into action again, you know, because it's cooler.
Exactly.
We're not trapped by the AC. And most places in the country have a little bit of foliage, so it's a good time to get out, be a little more active.
Exactly, and I completely agree. And this is legitimately my favorite time of year. It is so beautiful in the fall, and just, you know, the scenery and the weather, and it's just a great time to just go out, even if you're not going for a sprint or a run or running marathons, to get out of your comfort zone, to get out of your house and just stroll around and walk and just get out. And, you know, Katie and I the other day, we were talking about, you know, how we wanted to exercise more, and we went out for a walk last night. And, you know, we're like, well, it wasn't really a workout, but it's, you know, it's better than what we would have been doing, just sitting on the couch watching television. You know, just getting out and going for a small stroll is better than what you would be doing, just, you know, doing nothing, being a lump on your couch.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you guys, you know, saw this online recently, but there's this new phrase going around called, says something like, sitting is the new smoking. And I've been really, today in particular, I was very much chained to my desk because I'm really on deadline for some things. And I made myself get up and do a half-hour workout. And I was sweating again. And it was just literally like some kind of switch turned on in me. I started feeling better mentally. And, you know, I had my fire back. But I don't always sit all day long. You know, I haven't done that since I had a, you know, an office job. But today I could just really feel how it was kind of bringing me down, you know. So, you know, getting out and taking a walk, doing a DDP yoga workout, 25, 35 minutes, it can turn your whole physiology around.
Yeah, that's very easy to... It's very easy to get used to that routine of just sitting there working and just not getting out there. So it's a very easy habit to get into.
Yeah, and really, you know, there's going to be no good time. Like all of us, we can always find one more thing to do. So it's just it's like a discipline to just, you know, cut it off and say, that's it, taking a break, whatever I'm doing can wait. You know, because what's more important than your health?
Hey, absolutely. I completely agree. And I know all three of us work from home, which is some people would look at as a luxury. And I do enjoy it at times. But at times, you often become a prisoner of your home as, you know, your work and your home all become one. And you'd think that being at home so much, and I've talked to Robert about this, you know, before, you'd think that working from home, you'd be dying to get out of the house. But sometimes you get in a routine where just going out becomes difficult. You know, you're stuck in your ways. And there was something that I incorporated a while ago, which I really, really want to start doing again. And I think I'm going to try to start this tomorrow, actually, is I would set my alarm. This sounds ridiculous, but I would set my alarm for 5 minutes to every hour. And every at 55 on the hour, I would walk around for 5 minutes, just walk up and down the stairs just to, you know, get moving. It clears your head. It clears your brain, gives you a little bit of a break. And it is, you know, Stacey mentioned that sitting is the new smoking. They're finding so many health problems with people that live a lifestyle and just, you know, sit all day. And it's very, very bad for your health. And just, you know, breaking up the monotony of being sitting all day with even just like a 5-minute walk every hour, 5 minutes, go walk, do the dishes, go get a couple things done, can really break up the monotony of your day and, you know, improve your health.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I try to.
And I know, Robert, you've shared, Robert, that sometimes you'll just make yourself get up and you'll do a DDP yoga workout and you feel 100% better.
Yeah, I mean, I won't even do a full workout sometimes. Just if I have 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something, just get on the floor and do some stretches and anything to get away from the desk and get the blood moving a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into the topic in just a second. Real quick, I didn't get a chance to do this yet. I want to put this over. First things first, don't forget that the Resurrection of Jake the Snake screenings are going on across the country. There is an amazing response from this film. Our boys Chris and Nathan were out, you know, chilling with Stone Cold Steve Austin this past week. They've done an amazing job with this film, as of so many other people. So if you get a chance to head out to the Jake the Snake Roberts, the Resurrection of Jake the Snake screenings, they're going on across the country. A lot of these screenings, Dallas and Jake are in the theater with you watching the film and answering questions. Head over to jakethesnakemovie.com to get all the information on this amazing project. You've heard us talk about it. You know what it's about. And now it's your chance to go see it and see these two or three years of hard work, you know, put on film and finally, you know, see the light of day. So definitely check that out as well. And DDP Yoga is on the road. I'm going to go over the schedule real quick. February 6, 2016, Life Med Institute hosts DDP Yoga in Timonium, Maryland. January 23, 2016, Plaza Live Orlando in Orlando, Florida. DDP Yoga is going to be there. Diamond Dallas Page is going to take you through a killer workout, not once, but twice, an East Coast double shot workout at Pure Yoga. That is happening January 8th and January 9th, 2016. And NYC is the place to be for DDP Yoga on January 8th and January 9th. And, of course, finally, the DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2 is happening on June the 10th. You got a ways to go, but you want to get your tickets early because these always sell out, and that's happening in Newport, Rhode Island. You want to get your tickets as soon as you can because you don't want to be left out. There's only so much room in the building, and the fire marshals won't let us squeeze anybody else in there than we already have. So once it's sold out, it is sold out. So you want to get there. And last but not least, I don't know if there's any spots available yet. I'm not in the inside of this, but the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza is happening this month, October, at the El Dorado Royale, Riviera Maya, Mexico. The DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. If you want in, you might be able to squeeze yourself in last minute. Give Sally Jane Smith a call at the Travel Smiths or head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. And all three of us have been to the retreats before. If you're thinking about it, if you're on the edge of deciding, you're going to want to get there. You will come out of there with so much more motivation and inspiration and just a zest for life because it really is just like a mind cleanser as you come back so refreshed and so ready to jump back into life after these retreats. So you definitely want to get there as well. And before we get into our topic, I want to go over Stacey Morris. You have any appearances coming up that you want to talk about?
I have one October 13th. It's in the Albany, New York area. It's Tuesday, October 13th, 7 p.m. at the William K. Sanford Library in the town of Colony, New York. And I'm also doing a cooking demo, Chef Bill and I, October 22nd at the Honest Weight Food Co-op, and that's in Albany, New York. And I'll be putting up all the details on my website.
Awesome. And now, Stacey, I know we're kind of jumping the gun here. You haven't, you know, you don't have it completed yet, but you've got another cookbook coming out.
Yeah, that's a big part of why I was chained to my desk. I was, going over the recipes and all the various details involved in that. And it's a dessert cookbook, and it's called Sweet Comfort, and it'll be out in November. So I'm really excited about it. And it's all clean desserts, of course. I mean, they're all going to be gluten-free and dairy-free. And they're all low sugar. I'm giving readers the option, if you're a diabetic or a cancer patient or some other health concern and you really have to have no sugar, I give stevia options. But most of the stuff is sweetened with healthy, non-refined sugar, you know, like coconut palm sugar or molasses or, you know, honey or maple syrup. Anything but white sugar, because that's just, you know, there's no you don't have to have that in your life, you know. And as Americans, we get way too much of it. So and the recipes really run the gamut. From some of them are very clean, you can have them every day, like my lentil based desserts. But then there's some real decadent things like carrot cake, and there are a few others. I'm blanking out, but just some real decadent stuff. But it's clean, so you're not going to feel hungover and wiped out after you have stuff from the book. So that's the idea. I want people to really enjoy desserts, and you can have a sweet tooth, but it doesn't have to run your life.
All right, and we're going to get to it in just a second, but we're going to get into more of your recipes, and we're going to get a sneak peek of some stuff we can look forward to. Stacey's going to give us a few fall recipes as well, and you're going to post them on your blog too, right? StaceyMorris.com?
There's one is already up, but yeah, I will be posting some of the newer ones very soon.
All right. I wanted to go on my personal little soapbox here, and I know, Stacey, you've actually wrote about this pretty regularly, and it's something that you're very passionate about. And it's the fat shaming that is going on with a lot of people in the country, and a lot of it's become almost tabloid fodder, and it goes on so regularly that it's almost just, you know, accepted to the point of, oh well. But I gotta put this out there: I despise the tabloid articles. I despise the celebrity worship that goes on these, you know, Us Weeklies and People, and that's just me. I can't stand the whole looking at people's lives and dissecting it to the point of that these magazines do. But I got to admit, I was scrolling through the headlines today on the internet, and I was checking my Yahoo Mail, and there was an article that came up there, and you know Selena Gomez, the teen pop idol. Well, there was an article about her saying that it said Selena Gomez now fat. That was the headline of this news article. So thinking how ridiculous that article was, I had to click on it because I had to see how ridiculous this was. And there was this picture of this young girl, Selena Gomez, and she probably had a little tiny little paunch on her belly, like nothing that you could even think was fat. Like, as a fat man, I'm insulted by that. But to see that, and then to see the comments underneath and the people, you know, tearing her apart on the internet. First of all, if you've seen any normal girl in the United States, that's not fat. So I went to Katie and I said to her, I said, "Will you believe this, that this passes as news?" I said, "They're calling her fat." And, you know, she's like, "Yeah, it was ridiculous." And I said, you know, the fact is, you know, people actually click on this and they look at this and they feed into this. And she's like, "They're just trying to get people to click on it." And Katie said, "Well, you clicked on it." I said, "You know what? You're right." And I said, "You're right." And she was. She was right. I clicked on it, and that's what they're looking for. When they put out these headlines, they want people to click on it, and they want people to indulge in this tabloid fodder. They want to be people to get in on this, and by clicking on that, I became a part of the problem. And I think the whole thing with the tabloids and the people fat-shaming on these articles, if we just ignored it and let people know that we're not interested in reading this gossip and nonsense, eventually they're going to realize there's no market for that, but me clicking on that article, I became a part of the problem, and it is a problem. The fact that they treat women like that, and men too, but, you know, women get it a lot. They're under a microscope, and the fact that that becomes newsworthy, the point where it goes under headlines, that this teen girl, probably going through an awkward phase, calling her fat when she's very probably susceptible at that age, is just nonsense.
You're preaching to the choir, Mike. And I think you don't even it used to be tabloids were at the supermarket, But now so many of these so-called news outlets that seem respectable and legitimate, they have these just ridiculous, immature, titillating headlines like the one you clicked on, design. And sometimes I fall for it. You know, they really make you want to look. And I realize, you know, I've just got to kind of cast my vote for some of that just crap by not clicking, no matter how enticing, how juicy it seems. And it's always a waste of time. And a lot of them also are posing, these headlines are posing as breaking health news. And I don't know how they get away with it legally, but when I click on an article, like on anything on Yahoo, seems to always lead to an ad at the bottom of the article for some supplement. And it astounds me. But, you know, the fat shaming, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder how much of it is real and how much of it is just desperate editors, you know, wanting to get clicks. I don't know.
That's all it is. It's all link bait. And it's their job is to get their website hits in any way possible. And it's, you know, it's become more and more of a competition to do that. And, you know, people are realizing that this link baiting articles really will increase your traffic, so they keep doing it.
That's what I was saying. Despite my for that and how ridiculous it is, people like me, you know, will click on that article and get worked up about it and not agree with it and not, you know, think it's completely ridiculous. But guess what? We still clicked on the article, which means there's a market for them to keep doing that. So I think when we see articles like that, not just fat-shaming articles, but when we see these articles that in general are produced for us to look at and just shake our head at, you know, if we can just use our willpower to scroll past them and, you know, make them seem, you know, irrelevant, then they won't have the market that they're looking for anymore, and they'll have no choice but to stop producing this. And as long as we keep buying into it, they're going to keep they're going to keep putting that in there. So it's an important lesson for stuff like that, and especially the fat shaming and the body image articles and, you know, just the celebrity, excuse my language, but bullshit. I mean, they put out so much bullshit there that we're just driven for people to click on. And I think if we just move past it, I think they'll have no choice but to find more newsworthy, noteworthy things to report on.
Yeah,
and you're right, though, when, like, we all work on our computers, and it can be a challenge to, it's almost like food in terms of temptation, because it's like junk food for the mind. And I know for me, I've just had to develop more of a discipline and not even look at some of the headlines, because I just don't have time. I don't even have time some days to read the headlines, and most of them are so negative anyway. Mm-hmm. So I just develop a very clear, narrow vision when I'm online, and I just do what I need to do, and I kind of it's like bug spray, keep the insects away, you know.
So I can't deal with all the negative bullshit all the time. I've got, because you get sucked into it, and there's so much of it that it becomes overwhelming.
I love in a world where there's, you know, AIDS is rampant, worldwide famine, the Hungarian migrant crisis, all these horrible things going on, and their top story is some teen idol has become fat. It's asinine. It really is. There's so much more we can work. We can look in the world and try to do positive and bring, you know, notice and visibility to issues that really matter. But meanwhile, we're so consumed by the celebrity culture where we're clicking on the latest, red carpet dresses or the latest, you know, fat shaming stuff, when there's real issues that need to be dealt with, and we're being distracted by all of this. So just move past it. Don't even indulge these fat shaming sites or, you know, noticing celebrities' waistlines or anything like that. Just move on, and soon enough it'll go away as soon as more people turn the blind eye to it. But I just needed to bring that up because I know, Stacey, that's a cause very dear to your heart, and you've so eloquently written on that article before, and I just wanted to go on my personal soapbox there and just say, ignore it. Don't give it any credence. But now to move on to our topic. First things first, I want to go over Stacey's recipes because I know you need to cut out on us a little bit early tonight. You've got your brother's birthday, is that correct?
Yeah, my brother's birthday is today, and he's here celebrating. Chef Bill's entertaining him right now. But, yeah, we're going to go down and have, some sort of, we're going to finish up the celebration. So,
awesome. Well, happy,
but I'm really, what?
I was going to say, well, happy birthday to him. And thank you for taking the time to be with us for a little bit tonight.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you issued a challenge to me. You reminded me last week, but I think you issued it a few weeks ago. You really wanted some pumpkin recipes. And believe it or not, I have to tell you, fall is my season. I'm an October baby. And, you know, I like the fall. I love the harvest. I'm really not into pumpkin, believe it or not. So I've never come up with, of all the recipes I've created, pumpkin has not been in anything. So I have to thank you because you got me thinking and really, you know, the wheels got turning. Like, what can I do here? So I came up with a few ideas. But before I get into the pumpkin recipes, I just put in the chat room, if you saw it, a link to a creamy corn chowder that I put on my website. And if you're listening on the podcast later on, or you're not in the chat room, it's just at my website, stacymorris.com. You'll see it in the sidebar. And I used to love cream soups that were made with heavy cream. And there was just such a thing for me. And the longer I started to eat cleaner, you know, I used to do stuff like clam chowder a couple times a year. The longer I ate cleaner, the less I could tolerate it. And I would get cramps and it would be painful. So Chef Bill came up with a way to really mimic the heavy cream, you know, look and feel and texture without any cow dairy. And it's in the recipe. It does, if you read it, you might be a little shocked because it involves goat cheese. But you have to get this particular brand. It's whipped, and it's very light, and it doesn't have that tangy, you know, goat bite to it. So, check it out. It's worth, you know, seeing if you like it. But I'll tell you, it tastes really good. I use either fresh or frozen corn, and I feel good after eating it, which, you know, that's the whole point, too. You've got to, you know, what's the point in having something delicious if you have a hangover, you know? So
you just totally piqued my interest, by the way, with that corn chowder. Anything, being New England a guy, of course, clam chowder is like my thing, but I love any clam or corn chowder. And the thing is, I've tried dairy-free before, and it just seems so, like, you know, light and very, watery and just... Well, it didn't have that thick clam chowder taste that I was looking for, and I'm really excited that you posted that, and I will for sure be trying that out very soon, I promise.
Cool. Well, there is a New England clam chowder recipe in Clean Comfort. It doesn't have the goat cheese, but Chef Bill did another version with the goat cheese, but the one in the book is just thickened with potatoes. Like, you puree a bunch of potatoes, and it becomes like this thick sauce, and then you add the clams and the bacon, and it's pretty good, but it's not white. So that might, as a New Englander, that might not cut it for you. But as soon as we get the white version together with the, you know, the chef, I'll let you know. So speaking of potatoes, this is something I just did. I didn't even really write it down. I mean, I guess I could blog it at some point, but I did if anyone follows me on Instagram, I posted that I'm about to make potato leek soup. And do you guys know what leeks are?
Yeah, they're like kind of like onions, aren't they?
Yeah, they look like gigantic, like scallions on steroids. They're very, you know, they're like about an inch or two in diameter. They're long, and they are part of the onion family. But they come in the fall, and they have a really different, you know, they're a little bit different from onions, and they're green. So what I've discovered, you know, because as you guys know, I'm not a huge veggie lover. So what I do is I totally rely on the Vitamix to help me along and work with textures to make things creamy and smooth. So this is what I tend to do for a vegetable soup, and I did this with potatoes and leeks. I'll take, you know, like I took a bunch of leeks, which are about 5 leeks, and you have to wash them pretty well because they can get sandy on the inside. But you cut them in half and then cut them in half again so there's a flat side. And you lie the flat side down on a baking sheet with oil. And same thing with the potatoes, cut them in half, flat side down, and you roast them for about, I'd say, 35, 40 minutes at like 335. And once they're roasted, you throw everything in the Vitamix or a blender with some chicken or vegetable stock, and it turns into this amazing, it tastes and feels like a cream soup. And you can add whatever. You can keep it vegan if you want, or Chef Bill's a bacon and ham fanatic. He added chopped smoked ham to the soup yesterday, and it's almost like a meal in itself. So that's a really cool and very satisfying fall recipe. In the book, in the Clean Comfort book on page 61, there's a root vegetable soup, which is really pretty good. And it's the same principle. You take a lot of root vegetables, roast them, and then puree them. And it's like a cream soup. And it's a great way to get vegetables. So, but this leads me now to pumpkin. I've got to call it up here. So, Mike, I was like, I've never done a pumpkin bread, believe it or not.
Really?
And I was shopping recently, and I saw, you know, now it's like canned pumpkin is everywhere. And so I'm like, okay, that's the way to start. Canned, it's just pumpkin puree, no sugar added. I made this a couple days ago, and I decided to really make it from scratch with a combination, a blend of mung bean flour, which is a lentil, you know, based flour, and potato flour. With xanthan gum, and that because that's the binder for any kind of gluten-free flour mix. It was a little overly dense, I think, because lentil and potato flour just tends to be denser. So what I'm going to do is revamp it with gluten-free all-purpose baking mix instead of those two flours, and I think it'll be fine. But it was really moist, and it was really pretty good, even though I'm not crazy about pumpkin. It was kind of like a dense banana loaf, you know, only pumpkin.
Oh, wow. That's right up my alley. I love the denser the better when it comes to my baked goods, by the way. So that sounds really good to
okay.
me. I've never liked that. I like, you know, the light and fluffy, you know, desserts and stuff, but I really like the density of like a banana bread type of thing. So that sounds delicious. And you were going to have those up at stacymorris.com. And I appreciate you taking the time to put that together for me. And I will be making that this week. I guarantee you, Katie's going to have a treat courtesy of Stacy Morris. So I'm going to do that this weekend. But thank you for accepting my challenge.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm working on, would you ever drink a pumpkin smoothie?
Oh, yeah.
You would? Okay. I'm working on that, too. I just got to get ratios right. But I figure that's a great addition.
Yeah, I would.
You would like that, Robert?
Yeah, as long as it's nice and creamy, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, everyone, it seems like everybody at Team VDP Yoga is into smoothies and protein drinks, and so why not add a huge shot of beta carotene and fiber with, you know, canned pumpkin puree? Or if you're feeling, you know, really ambitious, I guess you could go actually get a pumpkin. I've never done that, but that seems like a lot of work.
yeah.
So, but this would be almost like a cool drinkable dessert, I think. So I'm going to definitely work on that on my website. I was also thinking of a pumpkin soup. Does that appeal to you?
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't do soups.
You don't? I'm a soupaholic. No. Oh, my God.
Oh. No, I'm not into soups.
And we are so lucky to have Stacy here and, of course, her significant other, Chef Bill. And I know it's a little bit early, and we haven't really talked about this yet, but I'm pulling an audible, and I'm going to request that the week of Thanksgiving on DDP Radio, if Stacy and Chef Bill could both join us, if you could get Chef Bill on the line, because, you know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I can't believe how quick we've gotten to October, and November is going to be here before we know it. So I'm going to put you up to another challenge and see if Chef Bill and you can cater our Thanksgiving special here at DDP Radio and come up with some clean Thanksgiving recipes. I know we've done this in the past, but it's right around the corner, and I wanted to put the bug in Chef Bill's ear and see if we can get some stuff for our Team DDP Yoga members to indulge in and have a very happy Thanksgiving without feeling like they're missing out and enjoying things clean but delicious as only you and Chef Bill can do for us here at DDP Radio.
Oh, that would be so much fun, and he would love to do that. I know, and we do have some old recipes, but you know we're always coming up with new stuff. And Thanksgiving, I mean, who doesn't love that? So, and I know, like I've done it. I mean, we've all done Thanksgiving, you know, not clean. That's how we've lived most of our lives. But it's such a difference when you have a clean Thanksgiving, because really you enjoy it so much more. You're not passed out on the couch after, and it actually tastes better to me now that I've gotten used to eating this way. So
and
we've got
go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
I was saying Thanksgiving in years past for me, like I would eat until. You know, they say Thanksgiving is thing over when it's over. Thanksgiving is over for me when I'm in the bathtub crying and hating myself. But the past few years, I've actually done Thanksgiving responsibly, and I indulged. I had good food. I enjoyed myself, but I didn't hate myself afterwards. And there's got to be something said for when everyone else is passed out, holding their stomach, you know, curled up in the fetal position at Thanksgiving, and you're feeling good, you're satisfied, you're not wanting for anything, but you're good. You feel like you've enjoyed yourself, but didn't go completely crazy. It's a really great thing, and it made me feel so much better. And for some reason, people equate Thanksgiving with the need to overindulge. And I always did myself. Like, that's what you're supposed to do on Thanksgiving. You're supposed to hate yourself after Thanksgiving. But I tell you, I've never been happier than having a Thanksgiving dinner where I enjoyed myself. I didn't want for anything, but I felt good and didn't feel sick afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I don't miss that at all. I mean, you know, the feeling sick and the remorse. When I used to work a long time ago at a daily newspaper, and sometimes I'd have to work holidays, you know, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and this is the truth, and it's really not that, it's not funny or anything, but I remember when I'd be there on holidays and listening to the police scanner, how many, you know, calls went out over the air, you know, ambulance to this place, chest pains, you know. It increased exponentially at holiday time. And I think it's because of all the crazy eating. And it's just very, you know, especially now with that we know more about food combining, and it's important sometimes to eat in certain combination. When you just dump stuff down there with no, you know, no caring about what's going in or how much, it's damaging. It really is, and I'm just so glad I don't do that anymore, because I can actually enjoy the meal and the holiday and the people, and I can remember it, you know, just a whole different experience.
This is meant as a joke, but it's also kind of sad. I mean, how gluttonous of a country are we when the entire theme of this holiday is to stuff as much food in our face as we can until we feel sick and then fall asleep on the couch?
Yep.
Oh,
I know.
That's what it's based on. Where there's like countries where people would like kill for a crumb.
I know. And it's for me, it's very important to remember. I it really bugs me when people call it Turkey Day, because that's not what it was started for. It was really meant as a day of remembering things you're grateful for and reflecting on that. I mean, that's the core of it. I mean, the meal was one, you know, it was one ritual, but it's not Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I don't even like turkey, so.
Oftentimes in this country, you know, it's Thanksgiving. We're supposed to be thankful for everything we have and everything that we hold dear. We spend that day shoving food down our throat, and then at midnight we go push each other over for cheap bargains at Walmart.
That's a whole other vulgar ritual.
Don't even get me started on that. We're not going to go there, because I will I will have a rant and a half on that.
There was one other recipe, Mike. I'll post it, but I want to mention it. Zucchini is pretty plentiful this time of year, and I came up with a zucchini. It's kind of like the pumpkin bread, but I call it zucchini tea cake because it's like a dessert, and it's loaded with shredded zucchini, gluten-free flour, what else? And, you know, good oil. And just a moderate amount of coconut palm sugar, so it's just sweet enough. And it's really delicious, and it's a great way to sneak the greens in.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about your recipe, Stacy, is like you are, I can tolerate vegetables. I can force myself to eat them, but I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan. In a lot of your recipes, especially in your book, Clean Comfort, available at StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com. A lot of those recipes you have in the book are ways to, weasel in some vegetables into some things that you normally wouldn't associate, you know, vegetables being in. And it is a great way to get your greens in and a great way to get some healthy foods and disguise it like you do in, like, a smoothie or something like that. And it makes it more palatable for those who don't enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Painless. But Stacy, I don't know if you want to head out. I know you've got your brother's birthday going on, so if you want to head out, you're free to roll.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me go a little early, guys. And Robert, I'm going to have to come up with some recipes just for you for Thanksgiving, since you don't like turkey.
Yeah.
And you don't like soup.
Yeah, I'll usually eat some ham and you know, have some sweet potatoes or, you know, things like that.
Oh, sweet potatoes. Oh, ham. All right.
Robert's Thanksgiving is a bottle of rum and some mashed potatoes.
Hey, you say thanks your way, I'll do it mine.
Well, thank you, Stacy. Robert and I are going to take over, and the show is sure to go to hell from here. So.
I'll catch up. I'm just looking at Vicky in the chat room. She was asking about that goat cheese. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's called Chavrie, Chavrie. And I'll try to put the link in the chat room. You really do need this brand because it's the mild tasting kind. And anyway, Chavrie. So anyway, thanks again, Mike, for inspiring me to create pumpkin recipes. And when I get that smoothie recipe ready to roll, you guys will be the first to know.
Yes,
oh, definitely.
Absolutely. We will announce it here, and we'll put it up as a link on the chat room. And, of course, you can head over to StacyMorris.com for all the recipes you've heard here today and for many more of her awesome articles and insights. She's really an inspiring writer and an amazing human being. So definitely check out StacyMorris.com. We are lucky to have her on the show. But go enjoy your brother and his birthday and celebrate for all of us.
Okay, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we got a few minutes, about 15 minutes left. If you guys want to get in for any reason whatsoever, whether it's celebrations, concerns, questions, struggles, any way you want to, anything you want to get off your chest, give us a call, 347-994-1216. We got time for a couple calls if we can squeeze them in. Robert, we're talking about fall, and I know you are into the Halloween. You're into, like, the dark macabre stuff a little bit. I've seen some of your awesome paintings in the or the porcelain, what are they called? Not porcelain.
Ceramic.
Ceramic, yeah, the ceramic stuff you've done. And you've done some really cool, like, Halloween type stuff. And, you know, when you're doing DDP yoga, when you're trying to work out and be as healthy as possible, Halloween can be an especially hard time. And we're going to talk about that for the next few weeks, I'm sure. But you know, I know you have different issues than I. Like we've talked about a million times, you know, you don't have to be healthy to be skinny. And, you know, you struggle just like any of us to keep healthy. But what do you think with Halloween candy everywhere? There's bowls of candy corn on everyone's desk. There's bowls of candy just sitting at the front door. What can you do to kind of starve off the temptation to kind of, you know, show a little willpower? And just because they're fun size doesn't mean they're good for you.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. I don't have them in my – I don't have them, keep them in front of me. I keep them – you know, I put them away in different places. You know, the kids know where they are. As long as I don't see them, I'm not constantly craving them.
Yeah, and that's a great point because that's something I struggle with. No matter how well I'm doing, sometimes my heart is braver than my will is strong. Which, you know, I mean, like, I my intentions are good, but sometimes when that's space right in front of me, when there's something just sitting there looking at me, sometimes I can win, sometimes I don't. You know, some bad decisions happen, and sometimes your willpower isn't where you want it to be, and that's something that I have to do in my life. And some people have it differently. Some people can, you know, keep themselves away from it, but I have to keep that stuff out of my house. And Katie knows, you know, certain things she just – she knows not to bring in to here because, you know, not that I'm forbidding her from eating it, but it's tough sometimes, and I have to keep things away from me because despite, you know, sometimes I'm going to make a good decision, sometimes my will isn't what it needs to be, and sometimes keeping that stuff out of your house is important, which why when Dallas goes anywhere and starts anyone new on his program, he asks them to do a pantry raid, get rid of all the stuff that you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't have around, because sometimes, and especially me, this is probably one of my biggest problems in my life. And you can ask Katie, she'll tell you, I will get up in the middle of the night and I'm awake, but I really don't have any control of what I'm doing. I'm on autopilot. I will go into the fridge and start eating. It's not really sleep eating, but I'm like half asleep, half awake. So if I keep shit in the house, when I wake up in the middle of the night and I go beeline for the fridge, I'm going to be eating brownies and cookies and cakes. So especially with that problem, which is it is a problem for me, for a long time I was eating the majority of my calories after I went to bed, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, you put a lock in that fridge.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. You know, I really do, which is pretty crazy to say, that I'd have to account during the day and eat less during the day to account, because I knew I was going to wake up and go eat. I don't know if it's like a psychosomatic type of thing or what, but I know for a fact that if I keep that food in my house, there's going to be a time where I'm going to get up and go for it. So if I keep good food in my house, I'm probably still going to wake up and eat during the night, but at least I'll have a little bit more control over what I'm eating. I know everybody doesn't have that problem, but it is a great thing to point out that if you have that food in your house, it's always going to be an option for you to go to that. And if it's not there, there's no option.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, when you quit smoking, the first thing you do is you get rid of all the cigarettes. Because if they're there, you're going to smoke them.
Yeah. And that goes back to, you know, setting yourself up for success. Like you said, smoking. If you're an alcoholic, you're not going to keep a full bottle, full bar stocked in your living room. It's just one of those things. You got to set yourself up for success and give yourself the tools that you need to win.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're trying to lose weight and there's a box of Little Debbie's in the cupboard, you're gonna eat the little bitches, you know.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't care who you are. You could be doing this for 25 years. You can be doing this for 2 years. You could be winning all the time. There's gonna be times where it might not be, you know, every day, but there's gonna be times when your willpower gets. And there's going to be times you had a stressful day, you had a day that just everything went wrong, you're emotional. Sometimes you're not going to make the best decisions. You know, you talk to alcoholics that have been sober for 30 years, and a lot of them still feel uncomfortable when there's a bottle of booze sitting on the table. Sometimes they sort of go away. So as long as it's not around and not sitting in front of you as a temptation, it's easier to, you know, get it out of your head.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, we talk about, you know, our big thing, what we want to talk about in the show tonight, which was my goal for this show when we came up with a topic, and we only have about 10 minutes to talk about it, but I came up with the title for the show, which wasn't the official title, but I came up with it, Fall Forward. It is fall. It is a new beginning, new season. The leaves are dead. Make way for new life. And that's what I want to talk about. Sometimes people are going to fall. You know, we all fall. We all have bad times. We all struggle. I'm having struggles right now, you know, with some things. We all have different things in our lives that we struggle with. But keeping that forward momentum is very important. And there's things in our lives that we can't control. Things just going bad right now. Things aren't doing well. But we need, in those situations, we need to take the things we can control, and we need to put them in the forefront and focus on that for a little bit. When you fall, you know, try to keep a little forward momentum. It's really important that you need to know that nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to be on all the time. You know, Dallas, our leader himself, he has things he struggles with. May not be on the dietary end, but he has, you know, issues himself. We all do. But when we're losing control of one thing, we need to focus on the things we can control. And Robert, I know, you know, you and I, we struggle with things daily, different things. But you know, when you're looking at, you know, things, you know, you're struggling with, you go to the things you can control and you try to hold on to those. It's kind of almost like a grounding mechanism.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be things that you can't control every day. So there's a lot of things that I work on not thinking about, not concerning myself with, you know, things like that. Because if I, especially like right now, because I have so much stuff to do and so many responsibilities that if I really, you know, try to concern myself with all of them, I'm going to lose my mind. So that's what I do, is I kind of I focus on what I have in front of me, whatever project I'm working on or what have you, and, you know, kind of let those other thoughts go to the wayside, because they're not going to do me any good.
Mm-hmm. And we have the power to make ourselves, you know, do things. Like, if I wanted to, I could stand up right now and I could work out. If I wanted to, I could go lift weights. I could go on the treadmill. I could eat a healthy meal. Those are all things I can control. Sometimes we let the things we can't control dictate the rest of our life. You know, like, I've been very vocal on the show about my issues with my dad this past year. We didn't think he was going to be around right now. He was facing a really serious health crisis, needed a liver transplant ASAP, and it came at the exact same time. But, you know, I'm saying this right now not because I'm telling you what you should do. I'm telling you right now because I've been there, and I've fallen prey to this type of mentality where, you know, the world is falling around. I'm going to lose my dad. That's a big deal to me. And mm-hmm. I let that defeat me, and I let that kind of seep into all aspects of my life and used it as an excuse why I was able to, you know, give up on so many other things. And in those situations when everything, you know, doesn't go your way, you need to keep yourself grounded in the things you do have control over, the things you can physically make yourself do. And it's really important to take that initiative, to realize that you do have control over some things. And, you know, Robert, you know, you and I have our own struggles, and everyone else has their struggles here, but we can't let that define us and bring us down entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so, you know, you're not always, no matter how hard you try, you're never going to always be up, but you can still, you know, you don't have to be defeated either.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some people kind of take that, their life is either going great, or if it's not going great, it's going terrible, and there is a middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Keep your head above water.
Yeah, generally.
Keep your head above water.
Yeah, generally, any good, any day in one of the developed countries is still a pretty damn good day. You know, there's a lot of things that we take for granted there that, if you think about it, we really don't have a whole lot to complain about. I mean, there are things like your dad being sick and things like that that are really going to knock you for a loop. But for the most part, the things that we define as a bad day really aren't that bad.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I try to remember that every day. And I'm not just saying that, you know, as a soundbite. I really do keep that in the front and center of my mind. And this isn't like a rah-rah, go USA type of message, but the fact that we were born in this country alone, you know, that we were born in the United States of America, you know, we can complain about politics, we can complain about stuff, but the fact that we were born in this country is pretty much a winning lottery ticket. It really is. I look at my day right now, and then you know, I could find 25 things that happened today that I can take issue with, that I can complain about, and I can woe is me about. But then I turn on the news, and then I see these migrants, you know, trying to get over the border for safety and health and prosperity. And I see these countries where AIDS is a daily battle for three or four people in their family. And these people have their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, all gone from the disease. I see people who are struggling to find clean water or just a slice of bread to eat to keep them, you know, alive for the day. And then I think to myself, you know, how dare I complain about that I locked my keys in my car? How dare I complain about that there's traffic on the road? It's just asinine, and it really puts it in perspective that no matter how bad our day is, the fact that we were born in this country, we've been pretty much have a winning lottery ticket, and I know for a fact there are millions and millions and millions of people who would give anything to be where I am today.
Definitely. I mean, and that's just there is so much that we lose without the proper perspective. I mean, because that's really all it is. Because you know, so something will happen, like your tire will go flat, and you'll be late for a meeting, and your stress will go like way high, and I'm just there going, I'm looking at that thing going, who cares? It's you know, it's not the end of the world. It's really not that big of a deal. It's you know, kind of a pain in the ass, but it's going to last for, you know, for however long it matters until you get back on the road, and you know, there's a lot of things that we take and will blow out of proportion that really aren't big at all. And that's where perspective comes into play. And it's really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've talked to you and, you know, you get aggravated by little things. I know for a fact that I get aggravated by little things. You know, you have a right to get aggravated. You have a right to get annoyed. But as long as you keep that perspective, and that's, you know, the message here today, that's the message we need to talk about going into the fall because it is Thanksgiving time. You know, it's the time to be thankful. And, you know, we have so much to be thankful for. And a lot of times, which is pretty, you know, pretty kind of asinine, that so many people in this country, you know, you look at all these TV shows, and I'm guilty of it. We find the negative things. We find reasons to complain. We find reasons to take issue with that or this. And we really need to spend more time being thankful and more time being gracious and appreciative of the luxuries that we have, you know, living in a first world country like this. Take that with you, you know, take that with you that if you're going to remember one thing from this show, remember that the opportunities that you have in the U.S. are greater than anybody in the world, basically. We have so many opportunities, not just the U.S., but anyone listening to this, we have so many opportunities to do what we want to do and become what we want to become. And so many times we waste that, and we don't have the motivation. And, you know, I know people that are trying to give their lives just to get over the border to be here, to have the opportunities that we daily take for granted. So it's almost shameful to waste those opportunities and sit sedentary and just be unmotivated and not want to do anything. We've been given so many opportunities. So if you remember anything from tonight, remember that take your opportunity and do something with it. Be somebody. Do something. Get yourself to the best shape you can. Be healthy. That's what we tell you here. Be healthy. You know, push to be better. Be better people. Be better employees. Be better health-wise. We've got so many opportunities here, and we take them for granted, but we don't need to. We can step up. We can move forward. We can push on. We can be motivated to be somebody and take advantage of this opportunity we've been given when so many other people would do anything to be able to have the opportunities that we take for granted.
I think that about wraps it up, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I just want to put that out there. And that was a great point you brought up, Robert, and you got me on my soapbox again. But yeah, it is important to remember that we do have so many opportunities here. So take advantage of those opportunities. Do everything you can to get everything you can out of the chances you've been given. Until next week, for DEP Radio, for Stacey Morris, who is celebrating her brother's birthday. Happy birthday to Brother Stacey. Stacey's brother, shall I say?
Brother Stacey, yes.
Brother Stacey. And Robert, thank you as always. You work so hard doing what you do. And I know it's super crazy over there at the DDP Yoga Company with all we're doing with the app coming out soon, the Performance Center opening, the Jake the Snake Roberts tour, plus so much other stuff that is being done. So I know you're working very hard, and we appreciate all your efforts. So thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been interesting, to say the least.
Yes, and make sure you kick ass this week. Make sure you do your DDP yoga. Get down on the mat, right? Push forward, and remember to never, ever, 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 ever give up. We'll be back next week. DDP Radio is live. DDPRadio.com. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.